This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue searching for bodies and survivors in the rubble of buildings that collapsed in an earthquake that killed at least 162 people on Indonesia's main island of Java. It injured hundreds more and overwhelmed hospitals. Excavators, trucks, and other heavy equipment sent overnight Tuesday reached the hardest hit city of Cianjur. That's south of Jakarta. The city was near the epicenter of magnitude 5.6 timber Monday afternoon, which sent terrified residents fleeing into the streets. Some of them were covered in blood and debris. One woman told the Associated Press when the earthquake hit, her home started shaking like it was dancing, and she barely escaped with her family. More than 300 people were seriously injured, and at least 600 suffered minor injuries. It is not clear how many people are still missing. There's division at the United Nations over North Korea's latest missile testing. We get more details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The U.S. and its allies are strongly condemning North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test and call for actions to limit its nuclear and missile programs. Speaking at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the Biden administration will be circulating a proposed presidential statement which would condemn North Korea for what she called unlawful ballistic missile launches and other dangerous and destabilizing activity. Russia and China oppose any new pressure and sanctions on Pyongyang. I'm Norman Hall.
There's more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Activists say Iranian security forces used heavy gunfire against protesters in a Kurdish town in the country's west. They say at least five people were killed during an anti-government protest on Monday that erupted at the funeral of two people who were killed the day before. Videos circulating online show dozens of protesters taking shelter in alleyways as heavy gunfire echoes through the streets. Some show individuals lying motionless and bloodied on the pavement. Ukrainian authorities are evacuating civilians from liberated areas in the southern Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. They fear that the infrastructure damage is too severe for people to endure the winter without power, heat, and water. The World Health Organization warned that millions in a moment of silence face a life-threatening winter. Also Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife made a rare joint public appearance to observe the moment of silence at a Kyiv member for those who killed in the Ukraine's pro-European Union protests in 2014. VOA contributor Anna Shernikova tells us it was a significant day in Ukraine as it pertains to their ongoing fight with Russia.
Ukrainians mark Dignity and Freedom Day, which is 9 years since Maidan, since the revolution of dignity, as many knows. And this was a very important and turning point for Ukrainian nation. And Ukrainians consider this day as the beginning of this fight, real fight for freedom, that actually continues today at this war. Full-scale invasion, and right after Maidan, Russian Federation annexed Crimea and started war in the...
VOA contributor Anna Shernikova. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people have been convicted in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's left dozens of officers injured. It sent lawmakers running for their lives, and it shook the foundations of American democracy. Now, jurors in the case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates will decide for the first time whether the actions of any defendants amount to seditious conspiracy. Trial arguments wrapped up on Monday after prosecutors spent weeks trying to make the case that Rhodes and his band of anti-government extremists were not whipped into an impulsive frenzy by U.S. President Donald Trump on January 6th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.